From Tidbits on January 7th, 2008. This is the audio version of Think Secret Shuts Down in Wake of Apple Settlement, written by Adam C. Angst. The long-running legal battle between Apple and rumor site Think Secret is now over, with the two agreeing to what's described as a quote-unquote amicable settlement that, quote, results in a positive solution for both sides, unquote. For Apple, the positive solution can be only that Think Secret will stop publishing. Think Secret publisher Nick Ciarelli, the positive solution is likely that Apple stops suing him. It's entirely possible there are other terms of settlement, but the only other public detail is that Ciarelli says he never revealed his sources. On the downside, Apple comes off looking like a bully, particularly given that at the time the suit was filed, Ciarelli was a 19-year-old Harvard student. And unless Ciarelli was looking to get out of the Mac rumor-mongering business anyway, being forced to shut down a site receiving 300,000 monthly visitors, according to Quantcast anyway, wouldn't seem like a good thing. According to CNET, Apple originally sued Think Secret 3 years ago to get an injunction against the further release of trade secrets and to learn the site's sources for an article that revealed the details about the Mac Mini in advance of its Macworld Expo release 2 weeks later. The suit likely hinged on whether Apple could prove that Think Secret knew its source was violating an NDA, that Think Secret had induced the source to reveal confidential information, and that Think Secret's actions caused the source to breach his or her NDA with Apple. That may have been tough to prove, or even impossible, but the fact that the suit dragged on as long as it did shows that it wasn't clear-cut on either side. Think Secret was defended by Terry Gross of Gross & Belsky, LLP. Response to the settlement announcement among web publications ran nearly universally to damning Apple and lionizing Nick Ciarelli. For example, Mike Masnick on the TechDirt blog said, "It's really a shame that Apple even decided to pursue this vendetta, and the fact that it ended with Think Secret being shut down completely is a travesty." And on TechCrunch, Duncan Riley praised Ciarelli for taking the moral high ground of refusing to reveal his sources. I'm of two minds about the entire situation. With regard to the specific case, I distinctly agree that a company shouldn't be able to compel a journalist to reveal sources. And although it may have been less obvious back in 2005, I strongly believe that bloggers and purely internet-based publications should receive the same protections as traditional reporters, at least under California law. A U.S. federal shield law protecting journalists is still before Congress. So on principle alone, it's too bad that Ciarelli agreed to the settlement. On the other hand, Apple has all the right in the world to be angry about widely disseminated rumors about forthcoming products, whether the rumors are correct or not. If the rumor is right, customers stop buying the current product and wait for what's coming. That's a perfectly rational thing to do as an individual customer, but clearly harmful to Apple when spread to tens of thousands of potential customers. Incorrect rumors also damage Apple by setting false expectations that the company then fails to live up to. That's what happened back in 2004 when rumor sites, including Think Secret, pegged the price of what would be released as the iPod Mini hit about $100. When Apple released the 4-gig iPod Mini at $249, the higher price generated negative publicity that may have affected early adoption of the iPod Mini. Ideally, Apple would have figured out a more effective approach to solving the problem with leaked information than suing Think Secret, given the reputation hit the suit caused. But at the same time, it's hard to feel sorry for Think Secret. By revealing Apple's trade secrets, Nick Ciarelli was playing with fire, and he now has the scorched fingertips to prove it. The full text of this article is available within this audio file in the lyrics field. To make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and hey, I don't really release Apple trade secrets. That's just dangerous.